Good afternoon, everyone. So this afternoon, I'd like to talk about to develop this right attitude towards meditation, because sometimes we don't have the right attitude, right understanding why we meditate. Because a lot of people that meditate, they want to achieve, want to get something, want to achieve certain stages, and they try very hard. The harder you try, you know, it's getting worse, you know, it becomes counterproductive. And also to talk about some of the very common problems, even very experienced, some very experienced meditators, they also have experienced these problems. Like, for example, like one of the very common questions that they used to ask, even some been meditating for many, many years, because they're really shocked, you know, because when you practice, as our mindfulness, you know, awareness becomes stronger, and then we be able to see them more deeply. So, and then sometimes that, you know, even some very experienced meditator, they're really shocked, because when they started to see some underlying unresolved emotions come out, and because they've been so peaceful and so calm and so happy, certainly that when one day when they sit, they just all emerge. And then they think that, oh, something wrong with me, so I'm not having progress. But actually it's not. It's just that actually the other way around. Actually, because of your awareness, your mindfulness becomes stronger, you're deepening your mindfulness, so you'll be able to see things that are more subtle. Actually, it's there. But when your mindfulness is not strong enough, you'll not be able to see those very subtle, unresolved emotion, you know. This underlying tendency is still there, you know. So, a lot of people, they're really shocked. They say, oh, you know, like, they think that they shouldn't have this experience. I shouldn't, you know, I should be very peaceful and calm. I've been meditating for so long. And they can't accept that. That's why it's very important that letting go means letting things be. Accepting whatever experience that, you know, whatever emotion, experience, or feelings that we experience right now. To allow that be. But it's very difficult because we've been, you know, conditioned that way. We like to control. So sometimes that because of the ego, we not be able to accept that, you know, that this comes up. We think that it shouldn't be there. We think that it's wrong. We shouldn't have this emotion come out. So if a skillful meditators, they just let it be. You know, I have one very good meditator. She spoke to me. She's a very good meditator, and she said one day she was meditating, and all in a sudden, she was so depressed. But she just sat there. She just allowed the depression. She just allowed it to be. She just sit with that feeling of depressed, and it just goes away, and never come back. She said for a long time, but it just come out. So sometimes it's, this happens, but a lot of meditators that they thought that something wrong, maybe they are not progressing, but actually you have progressed because of the things that you're not able to see because of your awareness or mindfulness is not strong enough to be able to see, because it's very subtle. Because sometimes we suppress, you know, some of this unresolved emotion that is still sitting there, and because we keep pressing and pressing, it's really deep down underneath. So as we practice, so we uncover, you know, it's just like we purify our mind layer after layer after layer after layer. So as our practice go deeper and we go to the really deeper level, we found, we thought that we don't have this experience anymore. I mean, we have resolved this emotion. So we thought that it's not there. But and then we discovered that, it's still there. We still have this underneath, this underlying tendency is still, you know, lie between underneath there. deep down there. So sometimes when you see that, you take delight in seeing that, rather than, I'm not having, you know, just happy because that is because of your progress, you'll be able to see this more subtle level of our emotion, unresolved emotions or defilements, is sit deep down. So letting go means is not try to push things away, and you just letting be, accepting. You know, it's very difficult to accept, you know, that moment what you experience. Because of so our ego, you know. And some people, you know, and sometimes people try to force themselves to focus on the breath much more. Try to ignore that. So that they did not accept this coming out, you know, whatever, or they feel depressed or whatever. They feel they have a lot of sadness, whatever emotion they have, or a lot of anger. Sometimes people just comes up with lots of anger, you know. So some people try very hard to focus on the breath, you know. They try harder. And then after a while, they're so stressed out, they're very tired because you use a lot of willpower. You try to push things away. You try to focus. So that's why letting go, you just allow things be. You are not achieving anything. Because whatever meditation says, you know, that too, it will come naturally. It will come whether you want it, you like it or not. It's just like the Buddha said, cultivating this path, these 37 enlightenment factors, it's just like hands sitting on the eggs. If you sit long enough, the eggs will hatch. Do the hands need to set that may my egg hatch? They don't have to, isn't it? Whether you like it, you want it or not, it's happened by itself. This is non-self. The Buddhist teaching of non-self. Even if we can control, you know. And then this is not the teaching of the Buddhas of non-self. That is not the truth anymore. If we can really make it happen, we can't make it happen. It has to be natural. It's happened by itself. So actually, letting go is just very simple, but it's not easy to do because of out of a habitual pattern. We like to control things. We like to change things. We like to change the thing the way we want it. So we don't like this feeling. We want to somehow we can change, you know, the experience that we've been experienced right now. So we think that we're in control, and because of our ego, our sense of self getting in the way. So that's why when you have this experience, you know, it's okay. You know, let it be. So it's nothing wrong with that. You know, because people think that there is a problem, they're facing a problem. The problem is not that what you experience is a problem. It's a problem is you think that this is a problem. That is the main thing. We think that I shouldn't experience it. It's okay. You know. So allow the mind to be. It's not try to achieve anything. I remember just not long ago someone came to me to ask about meditation. And she said that, oh, I understand that, you know, all my unresolved, you know, a lot of unresolved emotions, you know, that with my family and things like that. And I know that I have to go beyond non-self. And she tried to figure out how to go beyond non-self and how to use how to rationalize, you know. Use her mind, you know, and how to analyze and how to rationalize to resolve her problem. And I told her, I said, you can't. I said, you have to keep practicing until your practice is deep enough. Your mindfulness, you know, you have the mind have to see itself. It's not true. Analyzing, you know, try to say, maybe this, maybe that, you know. You can't, I said, you can't use that, you know. You have to go, when your mind is deep enough, when your meditation, your mindfulness is strong enough, you can see, you know, it's natural. It's not using words to try to put labor on. That is silent. You just know. The knowing is just know. It's not like, you know, sometimes it's not like putting the label on. You know, like putting commentary. So the moment you put the commentary, you know, onto what you experience, you already lost it. You know, when you start to talk, you know, inside, oh, this and that, you lose it. Because you've just been there. Non-reactive awareness, allow things arises and pass away. Because whatever feelings, whatever emotions, you know, that we experience, it arises, it will pass away by itself. You don't have to do anything. Ajahn Brahm used to say, you just sit there and wait for the mango to drop. But, you know, the mango that is ripe, you know, you sit underneath, you sit long enough, it will fall onto your lap. The meditation is just, you know, just as simple as that. But sometimes we make it more complicated. You know, we try to make it the way, you know, we want it to be. And we only want to experience peace and calm. And we want to achieve something. So actually, meditation is not about achieving things. Because why we suffer? Because we hold on to lots of things, isn't it? We can't let it go. We're holding on to lots of things that we can't let it go. So the practice actually is to let go. So if we try to achieve, you know, certain meditation stages, you know, like, I want to get into deep meditation, I want to be really deep, you know, in the absorption, and then you are not letting go. You want to be, you wanted to get something out of it, so you are not letting go. So the letting go happen, you know, naturally, and when the letting go happen, and you naturally have that inner peace and calm, it's natural. It's not by forcing, it's not by controlling, and you can't make it happen. You can't. It has to come natural. So I think most of you also have that experience. When you have no expectation at all, normally you get very good meditation, isn't it? When you expect that something going to happen, okay, I remember when I was in Thailand, so the day before that, oh, I had very good meditation, and then the next day, I can't wait till finish my work, you know, my chores, to go back to my kuti and meditate. I really almost like running back to my kuti and sit on my cushion, you know, and then I start meditating. Oh my goodness, the moment I sit down, my mind all over the place. because of yesterday I have good meditation, and then today I thought that I'm going to repeat that again. I thought that I can somehow, you know, to manufacture and repeat that what I have experienced yesterday. So, but it's all gone, you know. You can't, it's natural. So I always, you know, whenever I have no expectation, I just, okay, oh, never mind, just sit, you know. Whenever I have that, just relax, just sit, you know. Usually, my meditation is really good. Because you let go. You're not expecting something. You're not wanting something in return. You just let it be. And whatever experience is, let it be. So that is very important that we have this right attitude. Not to control, not to try to control, and not to try to focus, use a lot of willpower to focus on your meditation object. And that peace, the inner peace, the calm, come naturally as you let go. Actually, the moment you let go, you have the experience. It happened naturally. Whenever you let go, you will experience the peace and calm. We know for ourselves, sometimes things that bother us, the moment we let go, we just feel like, isn't it? When we're holding on to something, we feel so heavy. And we just, you know, and the moment, you know, we let go, we can feel that our whole body, our mind just relax, isn't it? You just feel like, you know. That's why it's important, you just let it go. When you let go, and you naturally experience that peace and calm. But you can't make it happen. You can't manufacture that. The peace that comes. It comes through letting things be, accepting whatever happened in this moment, allow things happen. So it's not right or wrong, because sometimes we label our experience. We label that this is good, this is bad, and we only want good experience, you know. We label, there's no good or bad in our experience. It's just experience, but we put the label on. You know, so whatever feelings is come and go, it won't stay. Those even very unpleasant feelings is come and go. If you sit with it, you face it, you don't run away, you don't suppress it. Yes, maybe that moment is very unpleasant and very unpleasant. But after that, you free yourself. And when the moment you let it go, when that passed, you feel incredibly, you know, peace and calm when that pass. You just let that pass. Because when it comes to the maximum point, it will automatically subside. Like sometimes that emotion come out like you have a loss of fear. So you just allow the fear be. You know, the fear will just go up to the max. It will subside. It's all things is like that. So the more you practice, the more you have this experience, you become very confident in yourself, because you know that it's not going to stay. So you know that it's a past. And after a while, this will not bother you anymore. And you become more confident and really more skillful to deal with these unpleasant emotions that just pops out. So actually, to take, delight in seeing any emotion that, you know, unresolved emotions or negative emotions that pops out while you're in meditation. So it's okay, you allow that to be, and that to be, this will resolve eventually if you let it be. But if you try to interfere, you try to push it away and try to run away from it, and actually, in fact, you reinforce this unresolved emotion, because next time it comes up, become stronger. So this is how you have to keep practicing and keep doing it and keep doing it. Eventually, this underlying tendency, this underlying unresolved emotion, eventually will resolve. So I offer this for you this afternoon meditation class. So is it any questions or comments? So, dear Venerable Hasapanya, when does full sustained attention on the breath, breathing meditation, is it better to follow the breath from the nose to the abdomen and back, or is it better to just focus on the nostrils with observing the whole breath? Okay. We just, when we start to practice, that is a meditation, especially the breath, we just knowing the breath going in and out. You know, it's just like, you know, this mindfulness is just like, the guard, you know, the gatekeeper. So the gatekeeper just stay, isn't it? The gatekeeper know who is going in and who is going out, isn't it? Do the gatekeeper need to go follow anyone go in? Who is this person? And find out this person and come back again and see who is going out. Don't have to, isn't it? The mindfulness, you know, mindfulness on the breath is just like the gatekeeper. You fully aware. You fully who is going in. You fully, you know who is going out. You fully aware of that. You don't have to follow through. Isn't it? Who is going in and who is going out? So it just stay, just knowing the breath is in and out. It's just like, you know, the saw, you know, in and out. Actually, it's only one point, isn't it? Actually, it's not really, the saw is not really go like that. Actually, you're using this point. So you just stay at this point, and you just know that it's in and out. So, fully aware of the breath. So we don't have to follow through, you know, who is the person going in, who is the person going out, what are they doing, what is this person's name. The gatekeeper don't have to do that, isn't it? The gatekeeper just stay, you know, like you're just guarding. The mindfulness is like the gatekeeper. So you just know, fully aware. You know how many person go in and how many person go out. And you know each individual person, you can identify who is going in and out. But you don't have to follow each individual person. You're fully aware. This is how you practice mindfulness on the breath. So I hope this answers the questions. Any more questions or comments? So if not, then we start to meditate, okay? So just choose a comfortable posture and just relax your body. And just spend some time to relax your body. And bring awareness and attention into this body. And just relax. And you don't have to rush into watching your breath. Just relax. As your body become relaxed, your mind is relaxed. As your mind is relaxed, you just calm down naturally. So you bring attention, awareness into this present moment. And just opening the door of your heart to this moment, to accept this moment, whatever arises in this moment. And just to allow the breath to come to you. Just place awareness, your mindfulness on your breath, breathing in and breathing out.